Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Lucy. Can I have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
Yes, it's 32119.
I'm sorry?
That's a zip code.
I didn't hear your zip.
321-219.
321-219.
You know?
3-2-1-3-9?
2-9.
2-9. Your first and last name?
Constance Bradshaw.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Constance Bradshaw.
I'm not pulling up anything with that name. You said Crenshaw?
No, Bradshaw.
Could you spell that for me?
It's Bradshaw.
And what was that first name?
Constance. Constance.
No, ma'am. Let's try your phone number. Let's see here. No, ma'am, I'm not pulling up anything with that information. Have you made an online purchase recently?
No, they just sent me that survey, and I did the survey. They said I was liable for how you have to get the fitness watch if I pay the shipping and handling.
With the information you provided, I'm not able to pull up an account.
Well, my email's not working right. I got my password.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I said my email is not working right.
Your phone's breaking up.
I know. It's a busy day and everybody's on it.
Hello?
Yes. I'm here.
Do you have any unauthorized charges by any chance on your account?
No. Unless I've been asked.
Can I have the concern of your call today?
I just called because UPS sent me a survey and said I had get that fitness watch for shipping and handling. That's okay. We don't have anything down there, but it must have been dropped shipped or something.
I'm sorry?
They must have sent me some junk stuff then, obviously. You have nothing down there because it came up on my phone. This isn't even calling.
Was there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No.
All right. Thank you for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Crazy.
Huh? Yeah, they're. Don't worry. I'll write a review about it.
What's that?
A review.